And welcome back to WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ty Taylor talking now with Mercer County head cross country coach Peter Nelson. And coach, first off, both the boys and girls team advancing to the sectional. The boys finishing second as a team at the regional in Rock Falls. The girls finishing third. I think probably pretty happy with those results, I would imagine. What did you think after the regional performance last weekend?
Yeah, we had a great day Saturday. Not necessarily exactly what I was expecting either. We had a really competitive regional this year. A lot of teams that we've gone back and forth with, and you got the powerhouse over there at Riverdale. So I figured we were somewhere in the second to sixth range. That's how competitive it is on the boys' side, and it was nice to see us on top there. We normally don't circle region. We've had a good season, so we don't necessarily circle regionals as our biggest meet of the year. We're trying to prep ourselves for sectionals and state. We've gotten to that point, and that's great to have the expectations there. And so it was really nice to see a really solid performance from the boys on the regional side. And the girls, I think the girls were a little bit surprised. They were third. But like I said, we believe in them. They've had a great season, and we weren't surprised. I wasn't surprised one bit to see them at third on a good girls' side as well. So very proud of their efforts Saturday.
And at the regional, you had a medalist on both sides individually with Derek Coulter finishing fifth on the boys' side. Eden Mueller won the regional individually on the girls' side, finishing first. Starting on the boys' side, kind of looking at the year as a whole, what's kind of been your takeaways from the boys' team this year?
The boys have had a strong season. That was no surprise to us. We've had these boys, these seniors have been with me for anywhere from a few years to even 6 years, all the way back in junior high. And we knew that we had a good, not only some good talented runners, and we had some good hardworking runners, but we also had some depth too, which is crucial in 1A cross. So the fact that we have four senior boys, one of our bigger classes, and four senior boys that we can count on as well. We've had a solid season all year long, and like I said, it's just been so competitive with some other teams getting stronger as well. It's been a fun season, real competitive. It's really nice to see these boys really mature kind of before your eyes. Like I said, I've seen them for so long, and you can really tell that they're in it. They're in it for the big one. They want to get to state. It's been on their minds for a while now, and they've worked hard, and they've seen a lot of success this year. And I'm happy that we finally kind of gone from that young up and coming team to now I trust them as seniors to, they're the ones I'd put my money on, just because you can really count on them, especially, and they have a lot of big neat experience now as well. So a handful of these guys, they might be running their fourth, few of them are running their fourth sectional meet in their career. So we got the edge experience wise, and they know what to expect come Saturday. So I'd have my money on them.
And on the girls' side, we mentioned Eden Mueller winning the regional. I know she's had a great career in high school and cross country. What's it been like coaching her, and then also just kind of your girls' team overall?
Yeah, the girls' team, well, starting with Eden, I guess. She's been an absolute pleasure to coach. She has just shown tremendous growth as a runner. She kind of started out as a, you know, little timid, shy sophomore, just kind of enjoyed running for the fun of it, not really much of a competitor. And now, good luck holding her back. She's, you know, she's an animal. She goes out and competes. And just to see the improvement year to year out of her, just that consistency, that hard work that she's put in over the last few years. And obviously that's helped since we lost a few crucial seniors last year. It helps when you have an Eden Mueller out there front scoring you, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 points anywhere you go. Even the big meets, she's scoring only a few points for us. So it's nice to have her out there, and it's nice to see her having the success she has. And I think our girls team has really come around. Like I said, I knew we had some holes to fill, and the girls have really stepped up as the year's gone along. We've seen some nice progress, and we're hoping that it's the right time of season for them to kind of make a run here. We've kind of played underdog a little bit the rest of the season, even though they've had success along the way. But I think we're slowly catching, and we're in the right spot at the right time right now. So I'm excited to see what they do Saturday.
Now, the boys' side won the Lincoln Trail Conference this year. What did that mean to you?
It was just an exciting meet. I mean, as much of a competitor I am as well, I mean, we've gone back and forth with Princeville as long as I've been here. Even in junior high, when I was coaching them, Princeville's always been a very respectable program, great program. And we've been going back and forth, and that was actually a lot of fun to prep for that meet because we knew it was going to be between us and them. And it kind of took me back to my running days when, like I said, I felt like I was part of the competition because we ended up tying and we got to learn about the tiebreaker rule, and Jack McKnight came up big being our sixth man and breaking that tie for the championship. But I mean, like I said, whether it's win or lose for us, it really doesn't matter what places we get this weekend, but it was nice to come out on top. But I just love to compete, and I know our kids love to compete. So instead of, you know, an easy Lincoln Trail Championship, we like that Princeville was right on us, pushing us this whole way. And that was fun to really holler at the boys coming down the line, because that Lincoln Trail Championship came down to, you know, seconds, people passing people at the very end for that last tying point or whatever it may be. So we came out with a couple of heroes on our team. Blair Wilkerson getting a guy at the end to make it a tie. Jack McKnight breaking the tie. We had some guys that really stepped up and really earned that championship. That was really fun to watch.
All right, so maybe some of the listening audience not totally familiar with kind of the preparation that goes into cross country running. So for your program, what does kind of a typical practice look like?
Well, it depends on what part of season we're in. Normally, you know, early season, we're trying to log as many miles as we can to kind of prep for the season, get the cardio in, get back in shape. Then once the season starts to hit, you get your races, you get your more intense, shorter and more intense workouts. And now we have a saying at the end of the year, these sectional regional week practices, we have a saying that the hay's already in the barn. The hay's in the barn. We have some fun at the end of the year, keep things loose, get the legs fresh, because you hear a lot of complaints about, you know, dead legs during the year because you're working them, and they embrace the hard work. They're a hardworking group and they love it. And now it's kind of the time of year where you get to all the money that you've invested. We call that, you know, when you put in those miles, we call those, you know, investing money into your training. And now we get to cash it in. Now's the time of year you get to enjoy the hard work and cash it in and see what the hard work has gotten you. So now's the time of year. Practices are a little bit shorter. Legs feel a little bit better, and we're ready to go a little bit faster and feel good about it.
And in cross country, you compete as a team, also individually. As a coach, what's that like? And I guess, how do you try and manage the back and forth with that?
It really just, you really got to take a good hard look at your team each year and see what kind of team you have. And each year brings on a new challenge. Like you said, depends on what you got, who shows up those first few days, and you can kind of piece together. But I tell you what, sometimes the end of the year doesn't look anything like the beginning of the year. And I'm proud of these kids for making that change and working hard and putting themselves in a opportunity here to hopefully, our goal is to qualify both teams. But we also know that if we're going to be right there in the thick of it this year, it's not going to be easy for either the boys or the girls competing with some great teams. But yeah, you definitely have to balance that out. But luckily we're in the spot with the great, you know, atmosphere that we have with the team, that we do have a team that can support our, you know, our strong performing individuals, have some teammates to help back them up. But yeah, we'll see how many runners we got at practice Monday. Hopefully we got a full squad of two teams, but if not, hey, that doesn't change how I think about this team and these kids. Like I said, those results, They've put in the hard work. We can't control what the other teams do out there tomorrow. We can only control what we do. So we'll just do that and hope we got two teams practicing on Monday.
All right, the sectional in Oregon. Are you familiar with the course you'll be running at all? And I guess, does that really have much of an impact, you think?
It does and it doesn't. A lot of coaches will try to sway either one way. I've seen some of the best races out of kids when they have no clue what they're in for. And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes when you know you're in for a hard course, a slow course, you might dread a little more. You might, you know what's coming up. But yeah, we have experience. We were here last year, and I think we really did a nice job of rankings. The girls last year were able to knock off a team they didn't at regionals, and they knocked Rock Falls off at sectionals the following week. The boys did the same thing. Last year they were, I believe they were sixth at regionals, and then they turned around and got eighth at sectionals, which is a huge jump up for them. So we kind of circle this date and we get after it. But yeah, we've raced, and most of these kids raced last year. We've seen the course. We know what we're in for. We know it's a little bit of a longer, slower course, a little more technical course. And so we're ready for it. We know what we're in for, and hopefully that experience will get the job done tomorrow.
Mercer County head cross country coach Peter Nelson joining us. The Golden Eagles running at the 1A Oregon sectional on Saturday. Coach, thanks for talking with us and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Ty.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ.